tularemia is a bacterial infection caused by a bacterium that is present in our environment, in the soil, in insects, and it's not a major public health problem. There are maybe perhaps 100 to 200 cases per year of tularemia, also called rabbit fever, because the cases that we do see are typically in individuals that hunt small animals such as squirrels and rabbits. And the bacterium is in the environment. It's usually not a problem, but when it becomes airborne, then it can infect the lungs, and that's when it becomes very serious and deadly. And so hunters can get this when they prepare the pelts of the animals they've killed. They during the preparation, they can aerosolize the bacterium and breathe in the organisms and get sick. It's typically easily treated with antibiotics, so if the symptoms are recognized in time, again, it's fairly easily treatable. The problem is that because of how deadly this bacterium can be when aerosolized, there's a worry that it could be used for bioterrorism. And in fact, the bacterium was weaponized during the Cold War by both the United States and the former Soviet Union republics to use as a biowarfare agent. The United States military destroyed their stockpiles in the 1970s. The Soviet Union were still not sure if all of their stockpiles were destroyed, and that's the worry, that weapons barns in places like Albania or various other former Soviet republics could be holding stocks of this weaponized bacterium in a form that's aerosolized and potentially antibiotic resistant. We don't have a vaccine available for human use against this agent. As I said, antibiotics are typically effective, but the worry is that the weaponized bacteria could be made antibiotic resistant, and then we really have no other therapeutic option for treatment.
If the worst happened, if this was released into the air, how quickly would it spread, and what would the damage be?
So it can be aerosolized, and when it's aerosolized, it is highly lethal. As few as 10 bacteria can cause 10 bacteria can cause up to a 50% fatality rate. So it's very dangerous, very lethal. The good news is it doesn't spread from human to human, or at least there's no evidence for spread from human to human, which, when you think about a biowarfare agent, that's a good thing because you want to kill your enemy, but you don't want your enemy to give it back to you. And so that was one thing that's attractive about it as a bioweapon. The symptoms appear in 2 or 3 days, and once symptoms appear, and that's when you know you're sick, then it becomes very difficult to treat, especially when it's the lung infection. The problem with this bacterium is there doesn't appear to be any natural defense against the bacterium, against infection in the lung. We appear not to have any natural defense, and so it's very challenging to try to develop a vaccine that will protect us against the pulmonary form of the infection. And that's what our work is designed to do, to create a vaccine that we can deliver directly into the respiratory tract and protect us against the lung infection by activating the immune cells that are in the lung, which normally would not react against the bacterium. We hope that the vaccine will activate those cells and cause local protection right in the lung against the most serious form of the disease, which is the aerosolized form.
This may be a tough question to answer, but how close are you and the researchers to a vaccine?
Okay, so we started in this field about 10 years ago, and at that time there were maybe 3 to 4 labs throughout the country working on this bacterium. Very little was known about the disease it caused or how to prevent the disease. Since that time, efforts in this field have grown substantially, including our own research efforts, and we have learned a lot in the past 10 years about the disease process and how to protect against that disease. We've obtained protection in mice against the most virulent strains of the bacterium. And so we're very hopeful that with further refinement, with the help of this funding, we can develop a vaccine that will ultimately be able to be used in the human population.
You noted earlier that the symptoms take about 2 to 3 days before they arrive.
Right.
Now, if that happens, would we know that an attack is underway, and would the vaccine do any good at that point?
Well, no. The vaccine would be a preventative measure. Individuals at risk, such as the military, would take the vaccine before exposure. After exposure, then we need therapeutics, and that's another area that's of great interest to us, an area that we're working on, as well as many other labs in the country. But a vaccine is to prevent, we would need to take that before exposure.